Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. I'm Clarissa Booker, your holistic health coach and beauty expert. I know how stress can derail your well-being as an entrepreneur. I'll be sharing simple strategies to reduce stress, ditch stress eating, and replace other habits while energizing your day by incorporating more plants onto your plate. With small shifts that can boost your health, happiness, and productivity. Whether you're seeking guidance with weight loss, stress release, or just a moment to recharge, I invite you to join me. Let's optimize your wellness path. So be open to receive because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Let's go. Hey there, my friend. How are you doing today? I hope you're having a wonderful day. So how has your new year been so far with your self-care? Just doing my little check-in. How is it going? Are you sticking to everything? Even though I don't really believe in the resolution that we have going on, because you should be able to start whatever it is that you have going on at any given time, right? I mean, it's kind of like an excitement thing, a whole new year. I get that. But we always want to know that we could start a new change now, right? Whenever that is, you can start it now at any given time. There doesn't have to be a special time for it. Just believe in yourself and know to just do it, right? Like they say, just do it. So today what we're going to be doing is talking about just a couple of challenges, because people sometimes want to say they don't have enough time for self-care. But we do know that you can make time for what you want to prioritize, right? So let's get into that. Because any of us can just be busy, right? We could have a busy schedule. Anything can happen. There could be family stuff going on. There could be work-related issues going on. I mean, there could be events, all the things, right? It's just life. So, you know, it is what it is. And one thing we can do is have like micro moments, right? Because sometimes you might be like, man, I cannot do 2 hours of something. And it might stress you out even more, because if you feel like I need to dedicate this 90 minutes in the gym, and then I gotta drive there, or you might have a gym in your house, be like, I gotta shower, and you might start making up all these excuses. And we're not gonna do that. There's gonna be no excuses for one. But sometimes you might start telling yourself these stories, right? Because you might have the story that you've been telling yourself for 4 years, and now you're trying to break out of that. And it might be a process, right, to create a new story within. So with these micro moments, it'll be a little easier for you, a little bit more simple, right, so to speak, to incorporate them. It's going to help alleviate stress and elevate your well-being, even if it's just a couple of moments. And sometimes if you're just giving yourself a couple of moments, if you might find the time to go longer, but you give yourself whatever that is. If you only have 10 minutes at this given time, then allocate that. Like you could do mindful breathing if you're commuting somewhere, if you're in your car, right? You could just do some breathing exercises, which is absolutely amazing. You could start something simple, you know, breathing in for a count of four, holding for a count of four, exhaling for a count of six, you know, and that can definitely help relieve some stress there or any thing that's going on. Like if you feel a trigger creeping in, right, something happens, you just do some breath work. And it could be something as simple as a few minutes, right? And it could help you. How much time do you spend on your devices, right? Because you know you can go in there and check and see how much time you're spending on your devices, your phones, your iPads, all the things. And you can go in there and you can look and you can sit there and do a digital detox. Just set aside a few minutes without any devices. I mean, and it's just freeing, right? There's just so much that we're attached to our phones sometimes. You just have to minimize and just go put it somewhere else. Just dedicate that time to your family or just time to relax. You may want to sit there and be like, I'm not going to have this for an extra hour. And then you have an extra hour of your time. You could use that for self-care, right? You might, hey, I'm going to do this 20-minute meditation. I'm going to do this 40 minutes of yoga. Boom, you got something done for you that's beneficial for your life, right? And you feel good, right? You get some movement in there. You got energy flowing in your body. Or maybe you want to go to the gym, go hit some weights, do some walking, going out in nature, right? Just being grounded. Excellent. Just taking some moments to just go walk outside,
barefoot if you want, whatever that is, help you feel grounded. Just sitting outside meditating, right? Just taking in the nature. Just finding something. I'm just giving you some examples. Write down a list of things you could do for yourself. Everybody's different, right? Or maybe you just need a power nap, okay? Power naps are lovely. They're just lovely if you get one of those in there. Just getting some micro moments in there, right? You can get a light sort of routine, just finding some things that's going to amp you up, just have you feeling absolutely amazing, okay? Also, prioritizing with purpose. Identifying your top priorities is going to be most important to you, that's going to benefit your well-being, and blocking those off in your calendar. Because sometimes if you don't block it off or just write it down, it's not going to get done, right? If you just leave it to memory, for example, you'll just disregard it like it's not important. You have to see it somewhere a lot of times until you get into that habit, when it's ingrained, when it's a part of your identity. So if you have a tendency to skip your meals and we have to eat, it is not okay not to eat. Please do not pay attention to the 1,200 calories. It's not okay. A lot of times people are tired because they're not eating. You're not eating anything. You're not getting any nutrients into your body. Sis, you have to survive. You need nutrients in your body, okay? So, there's so much fixation on calories in and calories out, which makes sense in a sense. That sounds better. But if we just focus on the quality of our food, we don't need to worry about counting it. I mean, come on. You know that a cupcake and broccoli are just going to hit your body different. You already know that. I mean, come on. So if you're busy looking at these calories, trying to fit them in, and then you have to calculate all this, it's unnecessary, okay? And if you're working out, as you should be engaging in some form of movement every day. So if you're sitting at a computer, you're not really moving that much, right? So when we are moving our body, whether we are walking, running, lifting, all of the different ways there are to move our body, and there's way more than that, of course, that we could do, you have to eat more to feed your body. You have to feed your muscles because it's also going to reduce your lean muscle mass, and it's going to affect your metabolism. So it's going to do the opposite of what your goals are in that circumstance. You might get low blood sugar, which can cause you feeling irritable. It's just a cycle. It's just a cycle that can lead to nowhere positive, okay? But I'm going to get off that soapbox. Okay. But really, you need to figure out what's going to be a non-negotiable for you, okay? What is going to be a non-negotiable for you, and create your boundaries around that, okay? And do whatever you need to do to make sure that you take action on those goals, so that you can find balance in your life, right? And that's a whole big spectrum. And that's not saying to beat yourself up if something happens. Give yourself grace as needed. Hold yourself accountable. And that sometimes that could be hard, especially if you've been in a certain pattern for a long time. And it's going to take time. You can't expect, honestly, to change a whole year's of a cycle in 3 weeks. So don't go down on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself because you had a day and you forgot, or you had 3 days, or whatever that is. Just pick yourself back up and keep going, right? Just like everything else, just don't give up. Just keep going, because one day you will make it. That's why you need to celebrate them little wins, right? Because they matter. And if you need assistance, find somebody to guide you. Find somebody to guide you in this process, on this journey. It's important. You are worth it. Your life is worth it. Your well-being is worth it, because I want to see you win, period. It could be me. It could be somebody else. I might not be everybody's cup of tea, and I'm okay with that, because there's billions of people out here, all right? My personality might be too big for you. I might be too bubbly. Hey, I'm fine with that. I'm cool, because find whoever that is that you resonate with. Mm-hmm. But in all actuality, having a coach, a mentor there to help guide you on your journey is excellent. And also, when the person is neutral, there's nothing in the way. When I'm saying in the way, whenever you're sometimes doing something with a friend or a family member, if you really need that extra encouragement, if they have something come up, they might not be able to make it, or you don't want anything that they might, it could be out of love, but sometimes people put their thoughts on you, their limiting beliefs on you. So sometimes having a neutral party is excellent, right, for your journey. So having that neutral person help guide you along is a really great thing to have. I mean, I'm obviously a coach, but I say this because I've worked with amazing people over the years that have helped guide me. And I'm so appreciative to them. I'm very grateful for anybody that I've ever worked with. It's like we all have our genius zone, right? And if you excel at something, that's wonderful. But if somebody else excels at something, go to them and let them work their magic, which is good for me to lead into allowing people to help you, right? Like delegating out so that you can make space for yourself. Knowing what are your strengths and what would you need help on, right? What can you take off of your plate to free up that time so that you give it to yourself or your family, right? What is the story that you're telling yourself? And could it be fear sometimes that you want to have control over something? So figuring out what that is, do you need to work on a belief and letting go? You might need to pray and talk to God. You might need to sit in a meditation. And then when you come out of your meditation, write. I am all for writing things out. I believe in it so much, okay? Just write it out. Get your journal, whatever that is, and just get all of out. And sometimes you're just surprised at what flows out and just let it flow. Give yourself permission, right? Just give yourself that permission. Sometimes you have to do that because sometimes you might be holding on to something, right? Sometimes you may have been told something growing up, for example. Have you ever heard the statement, children are seen and not heard? And you might not even realize that in these things that happen as we're going about our life stick with us. So sometimes we do have to work on things, right? And it's okay to work on ourselves, which is absolutely wonderful to do. So being able to allow people to help you, okay? Delegating out whatever that is, finding out what your strengths are, what somebody else's strengths are, and be like, here. And sometimes people, especially if they love what they do, they'll be there for you, okay? So what are you telling yourself? Think about that. What is the story that you've been telling yourself? That you don't have time. Why not? Why don't you think you have time? Dig deeper and find that out. Where is that coming from? Just breathing into that, right? And just allowing the thoughts to rise, making sure that you feel safe enough to do that. It might be a process, and that's okay. Where do you need to make space in your life? Allowing that to happen because you are worth it. You deserve it. What do you need to nurture? What needs to be taken care of? Because you are to care for yourself. Because honestly, you can't even take care of your family if you can't take care of yourself. I know you've not heard that before, right? And you know that's true. Make the time for yourself. Whatever surfaces in this moment is for you. No judgment, just love. No judgment. Until next time.
Goodbye, guys. Thank you for listening to my mom's podcast. Leave a 5-star review.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode and are feeling empowered in your journey towards a thriving well-being. Also, share this episode to someone you know this will bless, as that's how we spread the message.
And don't forget just to take 30 seconds to leave a written review on Apple Podcasts by scrolling down the show page and clicking write a review, because it also helps us grow. I appreciate you taking the time to show us support.